Blog Talk Radio.
Banked behind this kind of stuff. You know, when you talk about bank robbers, when you see the accounts of bank robbers who have robbed multiple banks and things like that, and you think like, dang, you wasn't even really worth you weren't even really making that much money from these bank robberies to risk armed robbery. If you don't know, or if you're unfamiliar with how much time you can get for armed robbery, it's never less than 10 years. So you could wind up getting what would be equivalent to a life sentence for armed robberies. And you think like, all right, with this one robbery, you got $15,000. With another robbery, you may have gotten $20,000. You think like $20,000? 20 years in jail? When you think about $15,000, $20,000 is not enough money to make in a year. And here you are getting a year of jail time for each one of those thousands of dollars that you may have made robbing banks. But to the person who robs banks, maybe it's the thrill, maybe it's the adrenaline rush. Maybe it's the calculation of the time that was spent getting it done. They thinking like, yeah, you say that it's not worth it, but all I had to do was go in there and act like I had a gun, or flash a gun and and give a note, and I walked out of there with $20,000, and I wasn't even in there for 5 minutes. Well, you had to be in there for 5 minutes because it takes about 5 minutes to load up $20,000 into a briefcase or a bag or whatever the case may be. Plus, you have to make sure that they didn't put a dye pack in there. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it beforehand. But we're not just talking about robbing banks, but robbing banks or doing any type of robbery like carjacking. You know, these young cats are out here doing carjackings again in this city. And I'm thinking, like, the time that they gave out before when carjackings were starting to be popular in the 90s, it made carjackings go away. Like, yo, I'm not doing no 15 years in jail just for stealing no car. When regular Grand Theft Auto might get you, you know, 1 to 3 years, you know, something like that. And, you know, along with restitution fees and stuff like that, if you crashed up the car, you know, things like that. But it wasn't no whole lot of times. When you talk about carjacking, you're talking about armed robbery plus Grand Theft Auto and endangerment of life, attempted murder because you had the weapon. It actually did deter people from doing a carjacking. They were like, oh, well, there are other robberies that we can do that don't carry this much time. But once again, we're talking about the worth. What is it worth to you? So what something might be worth to you or not worth to you might be worth a whole lot to somebody else, and they're going to go ahead and take that chance. They take chances that you would never dream of taking, that you would never think of taking, that you would say, man, you must be crazy. I ain't doing that. But that's the same thing that we're talking about when we talk about that girl or that man that you went after. She ain't all that cute. Yeah, she ain't all that cute to you, but she's that cute to me. She might not have a great body to you, but she has a great body to me. Her personality may not be all that great to you, but it's that great to me. She might not be that much of a good fit for you, but she's a absolute perfect fit for me. In my mind, I'll always be her man. In my mind, I'll always be the boy. Whatever, man. Y'all know what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about today on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. So we're about to kick this thing off. We're already kicking it off, but you know what I'm talking about. Well worth the risk in my mind. What do we know? What do we know about something being well worth the risk in your mind? And we can either concentrate on the word worth or on the word risk, which I kind of forgot about when I was writing this show up, but pish posh. You know, settle. We're here. So what are some of the things that have been worth the risk that you took in order to get it? Have you ever stolen anything? Listen, I'm not going to ask y'all to come on here and tell me what y'all stole or if y'all ever stole anything in y'all lives. But I'm going to take for granted that all of us have had sticky fingers at least one time in our lives. We may have gotten caught, and that may have deterred us from ever doing it again, and we may have gotten away with it, so it became our MO. I know I used to steal. A little petty theft. When I was younger, I used to suck on certs all the time. Remember those mint certs? I don't know if they have certs anymore. But before they changed the formula in certs, I used to keep certs in my mouth all the time. I really liked the way they tasted. And having fresh minty breath, it was pretty much a byproduct. So a pack of certs was about 50 cents. Sometimes they charge too much for the certs, so they would be like 85 cents. And we're talking about in like 1991 till 1993, because I was up at Penn State. So in the store, in the little convenience store, the popular convenience store at Penn State, I would buy one pack of certs and take three packs of certs. That's what I used to do, you know what I mean? You know. Buy one, get three free. Now, you want to talk about something not being worth the risk. Did you know what a 50-cent theft would get you up at Penn State? First of all, they would prosecute to the fullest extent you over that 50 cent or 85 cent pack of certs. Not only that, but that crime that they prosecuted would go in the school paper, and everybody would know that you got arrested. The students, especially the black students, read that paper. So it would say something like Omar McIntyre was arrested for going for stealing whatever in McClanahan, and you would have to go to court for that. You would get locked up, and they would lock you. You would get arrested for that. There was no, all right, well, you know, go ahead and pay for it, or, you know, don't come in the store again. It was none of that. There was none of that. So they were getting black students. I swear. I never got caught for that. But here I am taking chances stealing those certs. Bad money. Bad money. It was not worth the risk. But I took it anyway. Because they must have been dumb if they got caught stealing certs. You know what the problem was? They didn't pay for none of them. I would pay for one and took two or three free. So they didn't get me like that. In my mind, I was smart. I was dumb. That was dumb, 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 dumb. It wasn't worth the risk. Other people have taken risks that were similar to that. You know what I mean? Here I am. I wasn't broke. I was broke. I was definitely not a rich college kid. But I wasn't broke like other people have been broke. I wasn't no bum broke. I was definitely, I always kept a bunch of fresh gear, sneaks, and boots up at school. I was one of them dudes. I ain't had no business stealing nothing. I was like, I feel like they charging too much for the search, so I was even in the odds. Dumb. Not worth the risk. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is a daily go get a business show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight, we're talking about well worth the risk in my mind. So we're talking about the things to you that have a high value that you would actually take a chance on your freedom, on your life, on your ego, your pride, your dignity in order to have. Like, yo, I don't know what y'all talking about. That thing is a diamond in the rough. That thing is the thing to have. That thing is something. That thing thinks that it's so dope that I would wish and hope. Do, 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 do. Really dope. So what are some of the things? Think about some of the risks that you have taken in your life. Were you alone in taking those risks? Did you have people that were willing to take the risk with you? Did you have somebody cover for you because they could see the value in what you were doing and the risk that you were taking? You know what I'm saying? Were we carrying it like that? Were we doing it like that? I like that because that is like that, y'all. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. What's good? Let me see. My girl. Carol Chamber, lend me, friend me, favorita is all up in the house. T. Carrie, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. And Barbara Hill, Cisse, I see you there, too. And Anazia Shinadu. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate it. So we're talking about well worth the risk. What are some of the risks that you have taken in your lifetime that you felt were well worth going all out for. And somebody else may have advised you not to do it. Like, yo, man, you don't want to do that. That don't make no kind of sense. You're like, you going to play yourself, dude. And you was like, I don't think you understand. See, when something is worth something to us personally, we honestly believe that somebody else does not have enough knowledge and wisdom to understand the value that it really has. It's like somebody thinking that a cubic zirconia is a diamond, or a diamond is a cubic zirconia. So you think that it's just a clear piece of glass that looks pretty. But what you don't understand is that this is a product of Africa that has values of thousands and thousands of dollars, sometimes millions of dollars around the world. But if you haven't been conditioned or put on to understand how much something is worth in financial terms, then you probably won't understand the risks or the chances that somebody will take in order to make something theirs. And then we have other things that are beyond the money. We're going to have to take some time tonight and talk a little bit about sentimental value. Sentimental value. What about sentimental value? Things that mean something in your heart. Something that means something in your feelings. Something that may not be worth a lot of dollars and cents, but something that you would probably be willing to lose your right or left arm before you would actually let it go. You know, you think about a crab. A crab will lose that arm holding on to whatever he has in those, in his claws. It's an interesting thing about a crab. A crab will be willing to lose that arm rather than to let go of the thing that it has in its grasp. So it's sort of a lesson that we can take with us as we navigate our way through our lives, and we start to determine what is worth something to us and what isn't really worth all that much. What we talk about, sentimental value. What do you know about that? Things like pictures, videos, books, paintings, writings, letters, you know, songs, records, things that may be old and worn out, things that you wouldn't be able to sell on the open market for very much money, if any money at all. But to you, they may be worth your whole life. Like, I would lose my life protecting these things. For example, let's say you had old love. You know what? I'm going to make this easy. I'm going to make this easy to understand. Have any of you ever lost belongings in a fire? Have any of you ever had a fire at your home or a place that you were staying or whatever? And the things that you lost in those fire weren't things that you will ever be able to recuperate or to recover. Things like old love letters written to you by a deceased love, relative or whatever. You know what? One of the reasons why I value the internet these days is because you don't lose things anymore. Things can't be burned in a fire anymore. Things that are on the internet are not vulnerable to heat damage or water damage. You can recall it again and again. For me, that's my saving grace. Because I know what it's like to lose things through water damage, fire damage, heat damage, vandalism, sabotage. One thing about the internet is once you upload that stuff into the cloud, you ain't got to worry about it no more. Now you might have to worry about somebody seeing it that you didn't want to see it. That's something you do have to worry about, but you don't have to worry about losing it anymore. If you've ever If you've ever lost things in a fire, and Carol Chamberlain says, I have. If, you know, you lose things that you may have lost things that were worth, they were basically priceless. You know, when you lose, okay. Y'all know my dad died last year. My dad passed last year. And, you know, I used to talk to my dad on a regular basis, so I can never get that back. But what I do have with my dad is years, over 10 years of conversations of me and him on the Legacy of a Nation show. Most people I know don't have that. And the reason that I have that is because it's on the internet. Had it been regular videotape, I don't think I would have those archives in full. But because we did that together on the internet, I'll have it forever. So even though those conversations were conversations that we were having to the rest of the world, they were still interactions that I had with him. And they're dear to me. You know, you can lose other things. Let's say, you know, when we were all little, we all drew pictures for our parents. You know, we stick figures and things like that. You know, you create those things as you're growing up. You're showing your love and affection for your parents or whoever. And then you have a fire or something like that, or somebody throws those things out because they think that it's just trash. They don't know. And you lose those things. Well, you can't get them back. Sentimental value is gone for good. You can't get it back. And that may make you really upset. So when we start talking about something that is worth something, we're not talking about the risk. But everything that has a high value doesn't always involve risks. But we can still talk a lot about the risks that we would take in order to obtain some things. You know what I mean? So let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it and get involved. These puzzle pieces right now we going to solve, baby. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Please make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we are talking about well worth the risk in my mind. In my mind, baby. We gonna rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. Let me see. Barbara Hill CCA said, search, LOL, forgot about those. Yo, search used to be the smoothest, mintiest candy. Then they changed the formula of them somewhere around, I want to say 1992 or something like that, and they were more powdery. Like, I was like, what is this? Before, they were smooth. They were smooth. They had a really nice texture and a different minty flavor than other mints had. So certs were my go-tos. Like, you know what they changed the formula to make them feel like more like Lifesavers. Lifesavers are cool, but Lifesavers, and I'm talking about the mint Lifesavers, not the fruity Lifesavers. The original certs were more like the fruity Lifesavers, you know, that smooth texture, not that chalky, powdery type of texture. You know what I'm talking about. You know, for my candy and sweets aficionados, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. All right, Stacey White says, I took a risk that I told the pastor that her husband was ugly. And my mate, little. And I don't mess with that. Well, that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking, like, okay, all right, it was worth the risk to you. Well, why was it worth the risk to tell somebody that her husband was ugly? I don't know. I might
me covering under the blood of Jesus Christ, but I'm tired of her mouth. Okay. All right. What was the risk? Stacy says, I lost albums. That's another thing that I like about the internet. I've been robbed multiple times. They stole tapes. Forget about CDs. But when you steal tapes and albums, record albums, you lose a lot of things that may not be in print anymore. Because of the internet, you can get all of that stuff back. You can recover those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, plenty of records that were stolen from me, plenty of tapes that were stolen from me are out of print. Like, where are you going to get a Tough Crew album? The Tough Crew was a Philadelphia-based rap group back in the day. They had a hit song called My Part of Town. They had other hits that weren't national hits. So in the record company that they were under was a small independent label. So when they folded, it's out of print. If another bigger company didn't pick it up, you're not getting those records again. And now you can, because somebody on the internet uploaded those songs and voila, got it. Carol Chamberlain says, exactly, Omar. The things I lost were priceless. Unfortunately, I was able to get copies of those things from a relative. Yeah. You know, those are some of the things that make you feel good about having relatives, having people who were near and dear to you and the situation that you may have been in to help you get those things back. It ain't have to be that way, you know? It didn't have to be that way. So when we're talking about things that we lose in the fire or in a flood or from a robbery, we're not talking about things that we have sacrificed ourselves for. And we probably need to talk a little bit about sacrifice, because sacrifice and risk kind of go hand in hand. A risk is something that it's a chance that you would take in order to make something happen or get something, obtain something, whatever. A sacrifice is something that you would give up in order to have something. We're still talking about the worth of something when we talk about sacrificing or when we're talking about risking something. So how much would you sacrifice? What would you sacrifice in order to have something that you really wanted? That can definitely separate people from other people. Let's say like sports memorabilia. That's one of those sports memorabilia, baby. That's one of those things that has me scratching my head all the time. Trading cards. The amount of money that people pay for trading cards. Millions of dollars. I got the Babe Ruth rookie trading card. It's worth millions. I paid millions of dollars. You would sacrifice millions of dollars? You would pay millions of dollars to have a Babe Ruth rookie trading card? Why? What does it do? Does it change the channel on the TV? Will it come bring you your slippers? Does it cook? Clean? Make love? Sports memorabilia. People pay thousands. People pay millions for sports memorabilia. Paraphernalia. Merch. Merchandise. Yeah, because it means something to the person. It's the same thing with diamonds. It really is. It's the same thing with diamonds. Diamonds weren't worth a whole lot to anybody until they created a market for it. Like, yeah, you got to have these diamonds. They're the greatest. But the ancient kings and queens, you don't hear them talking about diamonds. You hear him talk about other precious stones, rubies, beautiful stones, rubies and emeralds and sapphires, things that had colors. You didn't hear them talk about diamonds. Sort of a new phenomenon in the past couple of hundred years. Wasn't always like that. But a lot of us don't know that. Many people, many Africans have sacrificed their lives in order to give up their land to have these diamonds beneath their soil. Shout out to my peoples in Sierra Leone. They don't know. They don't know. Sacrifice. Like I said, sports memorabilia. People pay thousands of dollars. Or celebrity, other celebrity memorabilia. You know, like a Jimi Hendrix guitar. You know how much a Jimi Hendrix guitar would or could run you? Let me just put you on. A whole lot. A whole lot for a Jimi Hendrix guitar. And now you would probably pay millions of dollars for Eddie Van Halen guitar. You know. Celebrities or musicians pass away and things like that, and the things that they owned becomes worth a lot of money. So you would sacrifice, there are people who would sacrifice their well-being in order to have these things. I mean, are they going to flip those things? Are they going to sell them for a higher price than they paid for? Some will, some won't. Art is one of those areas. Art is one of those areas where we are really talking about, or we can dispute and argue about the worth of certain things all day. How much is a picture worth? I don't know how much y'all know about art, and I don't know a lot about it. But I do know that art can run you a lot of money. And I'm not really sure why. It's a painting. It's a painting. But that's the way the market goes, and we follow that. Stacey White says, those albums are priceless. I understand. Have you ever thought about what you would do to get them back? How much you would pay to get them back? You know, it don't get real until you think about how much would you pay to recover something that was stolen from you? Whether in a hostage situation or just an extortion situation. Like, let's say somebody stole something from you that you really, really like. And they say, yeah, I got it. And if you want it, first of all, if you call the cops, you're never going to get it back because we're going to destroy it. That's number one. Come back, this is how much it's going to cost. Today's price is not yesterday's price. What should I say? Yesterday's price is not today's price. Stacey White says, I'm not talking no risk. I'm not sacrificing myself for somebody that's not grateful. I'm taking a risk and sacrificing. Not no more. It ain't worth it. Oh, hell is very real. All right. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers, 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go-Getimism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
You were talking about things that were lost or stolen or whatever. My dad worked for years at Connie Mack Stadium, and he worked right across the hallway from the Philadelphia Phillies dressing room. So we had a lot of autographed memorabilia, like balls, bats. I had a few of their hats, players' hats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And over the years, the stuff just disappeared out of the house. You know, those are things that could never, ever be replaced. You know, and when I think about it, it really makes me angry because the people who probably took it had no idea of the value it would one day have. I mean, I could have been sitting on a gold mine, you know?
Did they have an idea how much it was worth? And maybe that was worth it to them, not you.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I kind of think it was taken by younger people who didn't really know the value. And if they did, they probably thought that what they could get for it at that particular time was really a lot of money. And in essence, if they'd have been smart and held on to it, which I hope they didn't because they stole it, you know, it could have been worth a lot more. I mean, these are bats and balls that were, not only were they signed by Phillies, they were signed by other players like Sandy Koufax, who played for the Dodgers, and, you know, visiting team players, you know, and they were pretty big, you know, like, let's face it, we had some Richie Allen stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could have been worth a lot more money years later.
Yeah. I'm holding this baseball in my hand. I believe, first of all, it was hand signed by each of the Phillies, and I believe it was the 1980 Phillies, the one that won the World Series. I didn't realize that it would have any value over the years when I was 9 or 10 years old, but I always saved this ball. I didn't do something stupid like play baseball with it. You know what I mean? Something said.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. I don't think, but I didn't take care of it the way I should. But, you know, I've had this ball since 1980 and it still has the original signatures on here. However, you know, a lot of them had like worn off and stuff like that. But I never really thought about whether it was worth anything because, you know, you're supposed to keep those things in pristine condition, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And because the better the condition that it's in, the more that it's worth. But
but
the worth that it had to me was my dad gave me that.
Right.
You understand what I mean? So it wasn't about money, you know. So it may, let's say it's worth any amount of money. It wouldn't really matter because now that my dad is gone, to me, it's worth a whole lot of money. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
so I would really be
That's how I feel.
Right? Yeah.
I wouldn't really care about the things that were stolen or however they went missing, except for the fact that I knew that they belonged to my dad. And I would love, you know, I can't have him, but I'd like to have his belongings.
Yeah.
So
I just
definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah. It's a crazy situation. It is. But, you know, I know that over your lifetime, you've known people who have stolen things, people who have committed all kinds of crimes. And I'm sure that you thought to yourself or even asked them, like, what were you thinking? Why would you do that? And I'm sure that some of them have probably provided explanations to you that had you thinking, like, are you out of your mind? That ain't
exactly. Exactly. Their logic ain't my logic. You know, some people will try to make something logical seem logical to you because that's what they want to believe.
Right. That's true. That's very true. So, yeah, the worth that something has for you or for somebody else isn't always logical or it isn't always understandable to everybody else that may bear witness to it. The thing is, it doesn't always have to be understandable to everybody else.
Yeah.
Sometimes it has to just be the right fit for you.
And people are going to look at you like crazy. Like, Carol, I'm sure that you've had some things that people thought that you overpaid for. Now, the majority of the things that you had, maybe you felt like you paid the right price. But we've all had something that that we've bought where people were like, I wouldn't pay that much for those. And it could be because they don't understand the value. You know, like sometimes people don't understand quality versus quantity or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So ketchup and mayonnaise are one of those things that can make that argument kind of clear. Like, ketchup has to be Heinz ketchup. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. It can be Hunt's, but it needs to be Heinz. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can get other ketchup.
It's about taste. It's about taste in anything, be it food or articles. I mean, what I may pay a lot of money for something, I've found that if I wear a certain article of clothing or something, and it has a name in it that people don't recognize because it's not Gucci or Louis or any of the popular names. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So they, in their eyesight, well, why would you pay that much for something that don't even have nobody's name on it?
I think that's
But
they're not thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, some people are limited into what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but we as people have to broaden our horizons, other than the most common things that we see and use every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you really do.
Yeah, that's just the truth that you're telling. That's all that is. That's just the truth. When you don't know what something is or what it can do or how it can work, of course you're going to speak from the standpoint of somebody who does not have understanding of that. Now, we can either take our time and explain it to people who don't get it, or we can just go ahead and say, well, okay, you have a bunch of that stuff that you don't see the value in, so I'll buy it all off of you. I'll take it all off your hands. And then, you know, sometimes that person finds out how much that stuff that they had was worth, and now they might be mad at you. Say, you cheated me, you know, by making me you know, sell you all this stuff or give you all of this stuff for this low price. But no, I tried to explain it to you then. You wasn't trying to hear it. You said it wasn't worth nothing to you. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you want? I didn't steal it from you. I gave you money for it.
Yeah. I paid now for it. I paid what you asked for.
That's right. That's right.
You set the price. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. These things happen with contracts all the time. People don't understand the value of their talent or the value of their efforts and things like that. They don't think that they're doing whatever they can do in order to have something later on, not really realizing that what they are doing or what they're working with is worth money right now.
Yeah. We underestimate ourselves, some of us.
And that's
we underestimate the value that we are. We're really a commodity.
Definitely.
But you have to know your worth. You have to know your worth.
They say time is money. That's not no joke. That's true.
Definitely is not a joke.
Well, if you make somebody else, determine how much your time and effort is worth, well, then you've already put yourself in a tight spot. But you don't have anybody else to blame except for yourself.
Exactly. I used to make crafts, right? And I also used to do some printing work at home. And I would do printing. I might do invitations, flyers, things of that nature in the printing line. And I'd make them really nice and decorative and what have you. You know, whatever the topic was, I would put things into it, you know, that brought up, you know, to make it appealing to the eye. I stopped doing it. A person asked me, well, why don't you do that anymore? I said, because I got tired of being lowballed. I worked every day. I'd come home and spend 4 or 5 hours on your project. And it was never like, I need 10 of these. It might be 100. It might be 200. So now I'm up till 12 o'clock at night setting it up and printing it off. Now, we're not even going to talk about my supplies, okay? Because I'm not even going to count the electricity, but I'm talking my ink, my paper, and more importantly, my time.
Right.
But they didn't feel that the prices that I wanted was worth it. But you got quality work.
That's true. People will try to set your price. If you let them
ask me what my price is,
there you go.
I tell you what my price is. Hey, you want to lowball me? No, we ain't doing that.
That's right. Keep it moving. Simple as that. All right. We got to get on the
body. I got a 6:30 time. Tomorrow morning, I need to be at work at 6:30. I want everybody listening to have a safe, blessed night. If you're in Philadelphia, please be especially safe and cautious. Okay?
For real. City is
I'm
crazy.
I'm serious. This is no joke.
Not at all.
No joke at all.
I stay in even when I go out.
And
you know what I said? I said yes, but I go out now. I mean,
yeah, I know. I know the feeling. I'm in for the night, and I'm dreading having to be at work at 6:30 in the morning because when I leave, it looks like nighttime.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, yeah. So, but anyway, much love to everybody. Have a safe night. Stay blessed. But most importantly, stay on your guard.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling. All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Good stuff there. Good stuff. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. October 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Michelle Burns, happy birthday to you, Ms. Burns. And also Lynn Yasmin Gamble, happy birthday to you, turning 54 years old today. And Laurie Edwards Jr., my man, R&B cat, turning 47 years old today, still grinding out there, getting it done. And Patrema Gilbert, go get a Patrema Gilbert, turning 40 years old today, go girl. And also Linda Thomas, happy birthday to you. And Irma Love, happy birthday to you. And Nathaniel Nana Kwame and Katesia. Yeah, and Katesia, turning 37 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Margot Josette, affectionately known to all of her loved ones as Josie. Happy birthday to you, Josie. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious. October 7th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen.
and check it out, peep it out, might be worth the risk to you. In my mind, it's worth the risk. Worth the risk in my mind. Well, to you, it might be. In my mind, it may have high valuable. I mean, high value to you. It may not have any value at all. It didn't have any value at all. But nonetheless, when you value something, when you want something, when you are in admiration or in possession of something, well, that's your thing. And your thing doesn't have to be somebody else's thing. Just make sure that the thing that you do, the thing that you are, the thing that you have, and the thing that you feel, the thing that is your way, just make sure that you represent it to the fullest. You don't have to sacrifice your life and liberty in order to have something. Your patience and your understanding should get you almost everything that you want in life eventually. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind as we navigate through our lives and try to get it done and try to get it done. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Please make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And just like the lady said, please, please be careful while you're out there. This is a violent country. This is not just a violent city. It's a violent country out there. And I want to make sure that all my peoples are all right. You know, that's one less thing that we should have to worry about. But sometimes worrying is what we do, even though we know it's not the move. But, hey, we have, or we place high value on our people. So, Blog Talk, we're going to get you up out of here. Let's go. Let's go. I see you.